Pepe on Twitter this morning. In one of his tweets, he said that the booing last night when the Cowboys dropped to their knees was the loudest he has ever heard. He remarked that there's a lot of anger out there. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Greg Clugston.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio. Right here in the studios of KCNR 1460, I'm ready. I'm fired up. I'm ready to go. I'm just running here. Bob comes in and goes, slow down, slow down. No. 5 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock. You know, the news is always brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive. Head on down there to see all the things they have and the new, they've redone the whole place. Still has a great walking humidor. It is Tuesday, the 26th of September. Bob, you have let it another one go.
Boy, I didn't even get to, because of all the things that have been happening, my mouth surgery and all that, and a few, I didn't get a chance to play Earth, Wind, and Fire September, which really, you could really play the song any time, but one should play it this time of year.
Well, you could play it.
I can play it today.
You can play it today.
Yeah. Hey, we're still in a red flag warning, fire danger.
Are you kidding?
Yeah. Don't let the slightly cooler temperatures fool you. We are still in an extremely high fire situation with winds, extremely dry conditions. Some of this grass will just burst into flames if you give it a hard look. Today's high near 91. The wind 17 miles an hour with gusts as high as 23 miles an hour. That's what's got the fire people pretty worried. Those winds will die down a bit tonight with an overnight low of 63. Warming up tomorrow to 92 as we head deeper. Actually, some of the temperatures are tapering off now. We're expecting to drop back into the 80s by Friday. So all in all, looking pretty nice this week in our fall cycle here. Currently in Reading, we are at 68 degrees. And this report is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Locally owned, veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans, 365-3793. We've had also welcoming some more advertisers with us, Shasta Siskiyou Transport, SST Oil. And we like to give a big shout.
I always wondered what that stood for.
A love to them. That's right, Bill and Dana and all the people down there. Really, really nice people. We'll talk about them later on. Bill's been on the show once.
I've been here a long time, SST Oil.
You know what? And it's, you know what? Here's this. It's a employee owned company. How about that? Did you know that?
What have you learned?
Uh-huh. Okay. Gosh, what should I start out with? Should I start out with anger or humor today?
Uh-oh. Plenty to be.
There's
plenty.
Plenty. Not anger. Not angry. I'm not angry.
There's plenty of talk radio to be angry about.
There is. You know, and I just don't even know where to start. But you know what I'm going to do, though? I'm going to share something. You know, Ted Lighty and I are really good friends.
Mm-hmm.
And Ted and I hunt
Command
together.
Sergeant Major.
Right,
yeah.
Retired Command Sergeant Major. He owns Newland Firearms Instruction. In fact, he's on his way down. I think he's on his way down now, if he ever got out of bed, to he's taking some classes.
Yeah,
continuing education, he comes back and gives to all of his instructors.
In spite of the best efforts of Sacramento to put him and his kind out of business.
Uh-huh. So Ted and I hunt together. And when we hunt together, it becomes an extravaganza. We've been hunting. We hunt turkeys and we hunt pigs. So the our latest adventure was last night. You know, when Ted Lighty and I go hunting, we were out there in Millville and we were hunting. We might as well have been hunting elephants. We're out in Millville. We're hunting elephants out there. Yeah, hunting elephants in Millville. And people are going, how do you hunt elephants in Millville? We might as well have been hunting elephants in Millville because we didn't see anything. And this gentleman has his crops. The pigs are coming out, and they're destroying this area, where he has hay. Just come on out and take care of these little devils. Okay. You mean we have to go out and take on the pigs? That's right. Okay. So here go Lydia and I out. So here's it starts off kind of embarrassing because I get all my gear and I'm walking out the door and there's Linda. Poor, you know, Linda has got this. Gosh, she's got this beginning cold of the season. She's like, oh, I mean, she's, you know, she can't hardly talk. And she goes, "Honey," I said, "Yeah, hon." "Aren't you gonna take your rifle?"
This would be.
"Aren't you gonna take your rifle?" I had to do the walk of shame through the house, you know, because my gun, you know, my safe is on the opposite end of the house. I had to walk all the way through the house. I had to walk and open up the safe, get my gun, put it in the case. Come on back out. And she says, "Have a good time." And I'm going, "Thanks for telling me," you know, because I would have, you know, just driven off without the rifle.
Oh, and Lightning would have been just merciless.
Oh, gosh. You know, and he's, "Where's your rifle?" "Well, Ted, I thought I'd want to shoot your rifle, Ted. Gee, Ted, can I shoot your rifle?" And he said, "What if there's two pigs?" You know, anyway. So, you know, it's, and then, you know, you think of the story, and this lady says, you know, it's the old joke about the woman says, "You, hey, did you have a great time playing golf with your buddies in Las Vegas?" "I sure did, honey. Gosh, I shot the best I ever have." She said, "I just want to let you know you left your golf clubs back in the garage." So here's Linda, you know, just, did you forget, "Where's your rifle?" You know, okay. So we go out. Great guy out there owns the property. And we go out. But this is Ted and I's excellent adventure.
The pigs have never been safer.
Oh, the pigs have never been safer. We're out there giggling and, you know, we're out there, you know, trying to hunt. Okay, we get in this position. And if you've ever been around feral hogs, you know they just smell. I mean, it's kind of like a skunk smell in a lot of ways. So there I am. We're out there in the grass because, you know, next time we're bringing chairs because we're going to sit out there. Because
set up a pig blind.
We're going to set up a pig blind. That's right. And then it'll really get, you know, because, you know, one of us will say something and somebody else, and then we'll talk. And then now we're talking to each other. And then we're talking, you know, pigs are, you know, pigs have horrible,
incredible
pigs
hearing.
Have horrible eyesight, but they can hear
and
anything.
They can smell.
And
yeah.
There we are. We're just going to, you know, but, we're making sure. We've got this little wind tester, you know, this little thing you pump in, this little spray of powder comes up. And you can see which way the wind's going. We're always in the right wind. But, you know, like I said, we were sitting out there talking about, and the weirdest things, talking about stuff. And then finally, it's so dark, I can't, you know, you can't see, you know, your... You can't see your reticles and scopes, so it's time to go.
Seriously, next time take your recorder with you. That'd just be priceless material.
I'm telling you. I'm telling you. This is, it's.
Can just make a show out of that.
So, you know, one time.
Ted in the field.
You know, yeah, we told the guy, you know, we told this guy that owns this property, not this property, but another property we were hunting at, you know, just for hunting. Or not, that's not the name of it. But it's a guide service. And he, you know, he says, "Look, you two, you got to go out there and get that pig." You know, okay, we're trying. He says, "Take your rifles this time." Oh, okay. You know, we always take our rifles. But we've had, you know, we've had cow stampedes.
I'm seeing a relaunch of the American Sportsman. Remember Kurt Gowdy and Company?
Oh yeah, we've had cow stampedes. We've been in the middle of a cattle stampede because there was a hog in the middle of them. So we thought we'd sneak up on that. That worked real well. Then we were like 30. I swear we were no further away from here and from our studio to the sidewalk of just like a dozen pigs, but they were in tall grass. We couldn't tell. We only could shoot a boar in that area, so we couldn't see. We couldn't see if it was a boar. So we were sitting around watching them, and I tried to convince Ted to go on up and just kind of reach down underneath and pat and see if he could find out which was the boar. He refused to do it. You know, and I thought, gee, come on, Ted, you're a ranger. And then other times, it was just, you know, this just happens to us. So we might as well be hunting elephants or tigers or, you know, or something like that because it's the luck we've had. So, but if you want to just go out and have a good time, come with Ted and I. It's funny because when we're by ourselves, we are really good hunters, and he's a great hunter. He's, you know, guides for people. They always get their, you know, he's always doing really well.
Call him Juana.
And, yeah, and I, you know, just, you know, just hunting in Africa and all this, and I mean, I hunt, and but together, it must be something of the vibe we push out. I'm not sure what it is. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Shasta.
All right, easy for you to say.
I was going
to
say Shishkew. That's not right. Shasta Siskiyou Transport, SST. SST oil, let me tell you. You know, right now, it's that time again for you to maintenize. guy, Carr, you're doing great. Maintenance upon your monitor heater, your Toyo heater, your Toyo water heater. It's, you know, it's starting to get that time of the year, and you want, you know, your heaters and all that stuff to be working right. Well, SST oil can do that. Besides the fact that they've got so many other things in the heating oil side of it, but you need to schedule an appointment at 241-1167. That's 241-1167. It's that, you know, time again, get your monitor heater, Toyo heater, and Toyo water heater looked at. You know, and a lot of people have, you know, they'll have the oil heaters out there, and they work really great in some of, you know, other areas. So give SST a call at 241-1167. Really good people down there. We'll be right back after these messages. It's 15 minutes after. And I want to talk about the NFL, but I also want to talk about the danger on campuses. They just took a survey, and it looks like a pretty, you know, pretty good survey in the sense of how he did it. We'll have to find out about that later, but the things he found out about where our country's going based on college students' thoughts. It's kind of scary. We'll be right back.
Your friends and head down to Wind River Resort and Casino and play the River Trivia Challenge. Live every Tuesday night at 8 o'clock inside Overtime Lounge. Test your knowledge and show your skills by playing the River Trivia Challenge for a chance to win free slot play and fantastic prizes. For official rules and details, log on to WindRiver.com. Trivia is better at the river. Join us at Wind River Resort and Casino's Overtime Lounge as we make your Wednesdays more entertaining with Comedy Night. Enjoy a comical, knee-slapping good time with live comedians every Wednesday. Show starts at 8. What would be great after a long day at the office? Drinks, laughs, hoots and giggles with friends, and a live comedy show every Wednesday night. Enjoy the humor with different comedians every week. No cover charge. For all the details, log on to WindRiver.com. Must be 21 to attend this hilarious event. Comedy is better at the river.
Time to paint Mart for service and quality.
Study the psychology of paint. Our conclusion? Color looks great on your walls. From neutrals and whites to deep, rich colors. At the Paint Mart, they have just the right Benjamin Moore paint to give your space that personal touch. Unlike the figure-it-out-yourself paint departments in the big box stores, at Paint Mart, they have personalized service, custom color matching and caulk tinting, in-stock and special-order wall coverings, and equipment rentals like paint sprayers, power washers, floor grinders, and wallpaper steamers. Paint smart with Benjamin Moore Paint at the Paint Mart, Redding, Anderson, and Red Bluff. All the right tips and tools to help you do the job right.
Come see us at Paint Mart. You'll love the friendly service from the folks at Paint Mart.
Come to Paint Mart for service and quality.
On Saturday, October 7th, the Harvest Moon Liberty Fest will be coming to the Anderson River Park, and it's totally free. Food and games begin at noon, with live music from nine bands starting at 2 p.m., plus a special presentation by Citizens for Fair Representation. Local vendors will be presenting arts and crafts, balloon animals, face painting, pumpkin carving, even laser tag, and drawings for prizes. So bring the whole family for a day in the park.
Be a hero and help us save the animals of the North State by attending Haven Humane Society's 10th Annual Bark, Wine, and Brew Dinner and Auction on Saturday, October 7th at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center.
While enjoying music, sample local wine, beer, and appetizers,
bid on exciting live and silent auction packages,
and purchase raffle tickets for a chance to win a San Francisco Giants spring training trip for two,
plus much, much more.
Doors open at 5:30 p.m.
Bark, Wine, and Brew sells out every year, so get your tickets now at havenhumane.org or call us at 241-5262.
All proceeds go to support the homeless animals of the North State.
And now, Carl and Linda Botts. This is Street Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Street Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, right here in downtown Reading.
Wait for the trumpets.
I am.
Yeah, baby.
Best horn section in the history of music, I tell you.
Do you remember? remember.
When it first started,
I remember.
What a great tune. I should play it outside of the month of September.
Is this a September song?
Well, that's the title of the song.
Is it?
Yeah.
You play it other times.
Yeah, although usually I trot it out, you know, during this month.
Well,
I've
Jeff,
been
here
long Jeff enough
Worst of Jeff Worst of Crackmaster Windshield Repair likes this song, too. You know, after the summer, you got little chips in your windshield.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody does. You can't help it. All the road work and all this, it looks like a little, you know, in my truck, it looks like, you know, a shower of stars. But these little cracks, these little chips are not cracks. They're just little chips. But guess what happens when it gets cold, my friends? You get water in it. It freezes. It expands it. Or you'll have a cold windshield and the heater hits it and it cracks it. And now it's impossible to fix. So you need to go down and get those little chips fixed right down at Crackmaster Windshield Repair. And if you do have a crack in your windshield, up to 2.5 feet in length, and the one I had was over 12 inches, he'll repair them. This guy knows what he's doing, quality workmanship. Unlike most of them, the repairs he makes last forever. And if they don't, he'll fix them. I mean, at no charge. You're not going to get any better than this.
Yeah, and you can always, you know, go to the side of the road someplace, but it's not going to be in a controlled environment. You're not dealing with somebody with the caliber of Jeff. That's a science.
It is. Jeff Worst, down at 3208 South Market Street. Give him a call at 241-8373. Tell him Carl and Linda sent you. Okay? All right. Let's start out with this one.
Oh, here we go. Hang on, folks.
Pro football. I'm having a tough time getting excited about the fact that these athletes, these millionaires, these guys who have gotten, who America has given their, who has provided them security, America who has provided them a free education, when you're talking public schools, who have, and they've worked hard, I'm not saying anything, but they've gotten an education at a university or a college. And now they're playing a kid's game, football. And in this game, they feel like, and what are they protesting? Really, what are they protesting? There's some that believe they've got grievances against America and the flag. You know, the last time I looked, the people standing on the walls out there, the guys and girls on the walls that were making less than $20,000 a year protecting their $16 million butts are of all races and creeds and religions from all over the United States, immigrants coming in and serving in the military to become citizens, and you guys, don't even understand that. You're mad because Trump said that, hey, these guys that are protesting, these SOBs, should be fired, thrown off the field. So somehow that got turned into the fact that everybody in the NFL is an SOB. Now, how does that happen? Ignorance? A liberal media that just can't just wait to push something like this? ESPN, who should be MSNBC ESPN? Is that it? Should Trump have said, maybe use those terms? You know what? So what? What are you protesting? Cops shooting African Americans? Bad. For no reason? Bad. Being pulled over? African Americans being pulled over when they shouldn't be? Bad. Protesting that 90% of African Americans are killed by other African Americans? Bad. Not being protested. But it's bad. Yeah. Education in the inner cities? Bad. Horrible. Protesting that? No. Medical care, inner cities, just as good? No. Insurance, just as good? No. Is it just injustice throughout, or is this specific? And if you are protesting, why aren't you going to where it is? Why don't you go and put your money where your mouth is and do something about the educational system? Why aren't you down there mentoring people in Chicago and Philadelphia and Boston who are getting shot? In Sacramento, they want to pay people $1,000 not to shoot other people. Can you believe that? Can you believe this is one of the plans they have? Take gangbangers, hey, we'll pay you $1,000 a month not to shoot somebody. My God, what have we gotten to? But I take this back to this. You have these high-paid entertainers, and which, by the way, the bosses, the owners of the teams could just say, you're not going to do it. It's on my time. You're not going to protest. And then the ones that were in the tunnels, by the way, it's against the NFL rules. What'd the NFL say? Well, we're not going to enforce those rules. Right. The one man that stood out above everybody else, Villanueva, the Pittsburgh Steelers. Today he's going, I didn't mean to throw my guys underneath the bus. I understand what he's saying. But you know what happened? He went out to see the flag. Now, this is a West Point graduate, 3 tours of duty in Afghanistan, a Bronze Star recipient, and he wanted to see the flag. So he steps outside and he's looking at the flag. Then the national anthem starts, and you know what? He says, I'm not going to scurry back. Puts his hand over his heart. Now, here's the thing. Take a look at the photo of him standing strong and proud and tall with his hand over his heart. Look, don't look at him. Look in the stands behind him. Look all around him. And what do you see? You see the people that came to watch this game all standing at attention. Their hats are off. Their hands are over their hearts. This is the important part of this whole photo. Not just Villanueva standing tall as a veteran and a combat veteran and somebody who's defended his life and got his education through West Point standing there. It was the people, everybody around him was doing the same thing, except the Steelers who were hiding in the tunnel like moles.
Yeah.
Like moles.
Highly paid moles.
Highly paid moles. But they were in the tunnel. And then Mike Tobin says, well, we were supposed to be united. And he goes after Villanueva. Well, excuse me, but wasn't this whole protest about your right to protest?
About freedom.
About freedom and being the right to protest. So Tobin goes after him. Well, guess what, Tobin? Here's where you need to be replaced. You have forgotten why you're a coach. Your job there is to train people to play football, to bring out the best part so they can win a stupid game. And instead, you go after one of your men who is a combat veteran. And let me tell you, how many combat veterans do you think are in the NFL right now out of 1,800 players? How many combat veterans do you think are in the NFL?
Probably could be counted on
one finger.
One hand.
One finger. There used to be a couple more. I think they've all retired now, or they're no longer playing. There was one for Denver. I'm not sure. Maybe two, but for sure one, and he's the offensive tackle of the Steelers. So this is what I want people to take away from with this, is these guys have been used, but you know what? They're adults, and they should know they're being used. Now, do I have a problem if they're standing for the national anthem and they got their arms linked? I got no problem with that. You know, a lot of people, oh, that bothers me. Nah. Doesn't bother me because they're standing for the anthem. They've got their arms linked together saying, hey, we stand together. Great. Stand together for what? For anything they want. Because in the Steelers, the offensive line voted to go out there to see and stand for the national anthem. But it was a team vote, and they lost. Well, guess what? Villanueva voted with his heart and his soul. He didn't vote with his cash. He didn't vote. Anyway, he went out, and he may apologize today, but let me tell you, he became a hero yesterday. He became a hero. But again, what you need to look at is all the people around him standing tall with their hands over their hearts during the national anthem while the Steelers cowered in their tunnel and then lost to the Chicago Bears, which was even, you know what? Retribution, buddy. Retribution.
Losing to the Bears.
Bears don't have a great season.
It will be interesting to see what happens in the coming weeks to the viewership numbers, because the NFL is already losing market share.
Oh, they've already had to give. They've had to give back. They've had to make goods because the amount of people watching football has dropped so dramatically. People that are broadcasting saying, wait a minute, or you know, advertising saying, I'm not getting my money's worth. Now, here's something that
so
really...
So email those companies that advertise these games and say, we don't want to stand for this. And the advertisers will see those emails, and you think the NFL's bleeding now?
Well, get this one. Who's one of the advertisers during those games? USAA. United States Automobile Association, which just happens to be the USAA that most military and veterans and their families belong to. Life insurance, car insurance, it is a great company. And who are they advertising with? The NFL. Guess what? Guess who wrote his first letter to the leadership of the USAA saying, how dare you, and Navy Federal Credit Union, how dare you people use our money to advertise on a football, you know, on the NFL when there are people who are dishonoring the flag? How can you do that?
Oh yeah, enough of those letters, and the advertisers will see that writing on the wall, and the NFL only thinks that they're showing off.
One last thing is, I just saw yesterday too, was this on November 12th, the day after Veterans Day, boycott the NFL. Boycott the NFL on November 12th. Show them what America thinks of overpaid, under... Okay, I'm not going to get into the mental part, all right? I'm not going to get there, because that's not fair. But frankly, yeah, I think they're overpaid, just like baseball players and Hollywood stars and all this. You know, I mean, but you know what? That's my opinion. I would never take any money away from them. I would not do that. Why? Because this is capitalism. If somebody wanted to pay me $500,000 a day to do this show, which I probably could use, I wouldn't turn it down. You know, so, but would I be hopelessly overpaid? Yeah. All right. Hey, we got to take a break. We're going to be right back.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
I'm here with Dr. Sam Carino of Shasta Spine Specialists. Doc, tell us about this new system, the DRX-9000.
The DRX-9000 is the only true non-surgical spinal decompression system. The DRX-9000 can effectively treat common and debilitating back pain, neck pain, stenosis, and sciatica.
We hear over and over about people just having or getting ready to have back surgery. Now, why is that?
Too many people are having back surgery when the technology for non-surgical disc repair is right here in Reading.
So when you compare back surgery to non-surgical decompression like the DRX-9000, what are some of the main differences?
Non-surgical spinal decompression is safer, more effective, more financially reasonable, and much less invasive, with no side effects or dependence on harmful prescription drugs.
Explore all options and potentially avoid a painful, long, expensive recovery with back surgery. See if the DRX-9000 is right for you. Call Dr. Sam Carino of Shasta Spine Specialists, 243-2300. You can also find them online at shastaspine.com.
Holiday Harbor, we've got it all for you. But we're more than just great houseboats. We have the vacation you have been looking for without the drive or airport hassle. Fishing boats, patio boats, 47-foot party cruisers, wakeboards, jet skis, and stand-up paddleboards. If it floats or you can pull it behind a boat, we probably have it for your enjoyment. Visit Holiday Harbor, exit 695 of Interstate 5, or go to lakeshasta.com. Holiday Harbor, your own vacation in town.
Reading Concrete is proud to help bring high school football to the radio here on KCNR 1460. Reading Concrete is your local Ready Mix concrete provider. Exceptional customer service and a quality Ready Mix product at competitive prices is our primary goal. Redding Concrete, located at 16855 Clear Creek Road. Give them a call at 530-244-7593 for your next concrete pour. Redding Concrete, serving you with a quality ready mix product.
Conservative? Flaunt it. Call Carl and Linda right now.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460 in downtown Redding. In the middle of downtown Redding. That's us. Free Fire Radio. Good morning, everybody. The 26th of September. It's 26 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. 68 degrees going up to 91 today. Still nice weather. Nice weather. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. They've opened their newest branch at 1845 California Street, just south of Jack's. Everybody knows where Jack's is. And they have extended hours there, and they want you to know they are committed to providing you the highest level of personal service. And you know that it was started here. Cornerstone Bank is right from Redding. It started here in Redding, and it's run by people from Redding. It's all a Redding bank. So going down and experience how Cornerstone Bank is moving local dreams forward. Isn't that cool? I like that. All right. I'm here with Tony Brigman, but before we get to Tony, we're going to go to Bob. Bob, good morning.
Good morning. Hey, on this NFL deal, Carl, you know, last night Jerry Jones's Cowboys played, and he told them that they would stand in honor of the flag in the national anthem. Otherwise, they wouldn't play. Now, I did not watch the game to see whether or not they did that, but he is the only owner that stood up and did what the president wanted. Now, I agree, maybe the president shouldn't have used the word SOB and could have used other words, okay? But he is right. You know, Americans for 200 years or more have put their lives on the line to give us what we have today. And if this is what you think about America, why don't you just pack up and get the hell out of here? Because we don't want you.
Okay. Thank you, Bob. We appreciate your comments. Okay. Hey, by the what they did was they kneeled before the national anthem and then they stood for the national anthem. So they kind of did both. And next time, who knows, maybe they'll walk. Maybe they'll dance. I'm not sure. Thanks a lot. Okay, let's go to Henry. Henry, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you, Henry?
You were commenting on that NFL thing.
Yeah.
You know, I wonder why a bunch of millionaires are chasing a pigskin around a cow pasture, and people pay money to watch that.
Well, you know what? They've built this into this huge conglomerate of money. Like, the teams are worth in the billions of dollars. That's how much a team is worth, in the billions of dollars. So the thing about it, though, is that they forget the old saying, you forgot which horse that brought you here?
That's about it.
Yeah. You know, you go over and you grab another, get another horse and ride that one up, and then all of a sudden that horse breaks down. And well, they don't realize the amount of angst and anger there is out here already. And then when football players who are millionaires many times over for playing a kid's game throw it in your face, oh, we're not going to stand for that flag. Oh, no, it's not that we disrespect the flag or the people who fought for it. That is a bunch of horse poop.
Well, what they're trying to do is turn everything into a black-white thing, it seems like.
Yeah, they could be, but you know what? The fact is it's not a racist thing. It's not a racial thing. I don't feel, because there's white, you know, there are white players out there doing the same thing. They were taking a knee. This is, for me, is about this country and our flag. Do these people have the right to do this? Absolutely. You know what? But I have a right not to watch. I have a right to complain. I have a right to use my pulpit here. They use national television as their pulpit. Here's my pulpit, is this radio station, this studio, to say what they're doing is wrong.
Well, let me ask you a question, Carl. If you work for a big company and the boss told you to stay out of politics,
On company time. On company time.
Any time. And do what you get paid to do. Would you do it, or would you go ahead and do the politics?
Well, no, you do what he says.
That's right.
And why? Because you're an employee. These guys are employees. If their bosses said, "No, I'm not going to have you do that anymore. You're going to stand for the anthem, or I will fine you for that game and for every game you do it."
Well, the best thing they could do is just not renew their contracts ever.
Well, Colin Kaepernick. Can we all say that at one time?
Who?
Who? Okay, Henry. Thanks a lot, buddy.
Bet. Bye.
It's got nothing to do with what we're supposed to be talking about right now, except, you know what? This is, you know, a lot of people are upset about this. They're not watching football. I mean, if you look at Facebook, you know, Tony Brigman's here, and Tony's from the Right Road Recovery Center. We're going to talk about an event that's coming up, but Tony watches football, and I don't know if you watch football, come to think of it, but you do look at Facebook.
I do look at Facebook.
And you're, what do you, you know, and look at everything you're seeing in Facebook.
Everybody's angry.
I mean, this is from all of the United States. People are angry.
Everywhere.
Everywhere. And, you know, men, women, and they're saying things that I can never say on this show.
Yes, they are.
Yeah. And, you know, it's just, you know, and I understand. You know, yes, you have the right. I mean, I spent 30 years in the Marine Corps fighting for that right. But I also have the right to say that if you want to protest, let's think about really things that you could do as a football player. And things like going in and working, how about mentoring these youth that are causing a lot of the death, or mentoring families out there to say, okay, this single parent family is not a good idea, and, you know, it doesn't work in many cases and all these things. But I don't see that. I mean, maybe it's happened.
Maybe. Not here. I don't see it.
Yeah. Well, that's what we're going to talk about. Tony, like I said, he's from the Right Road Recovery Center. He works with the county mental health.
Mark Gadigan.
Mark Gadigan, who is at a, yeah, couldn't be here today.
Yeah.
That's fine, he sent you. And you are, you know, a great stand-in for Mark.
Thank you.
You've got an event coming here September 30th.
We do. We have Stand Against Stigma. Stand Against Stigma is, sorry.
Just getting a little closer.
Stand Against Stigma is to reduce stigma towards substance use disorder and mental health disorders. We have a great event coming up. I do want to say thank you to Mark Dadigan for coordinating the services with everybody. That event will be held at Riverfront Park, Turtle Bay, September 30th, from 11 to 5. We have free food. We have bands. We have DJs. We have booths, resource booths as well. So if you're looking for anything. But most of all, we just want you to come out and bring the family, have fun, and see that, you know, we're just as normal as everybody else, and we do recover.
Now, we're talking about people who have had mental health disorders.
Absolutely.
And they've received help.
Yes.
You know, whether it's counseling or meds in some case, or both. And that what you're doing is you're celebrating the life that that people have come out of.
Absolutely.
Of mental depression and mental problems, post-traumatic stress. It goes on and on and on.
It's a big list.
Yeah, it's a big list. And you're celebrating the fact that people have recovered from this and that you're stepping out of those shadows and saying, hey, look, it was tough. But we're here.
We're here. And the hardest thing to do for people is to ask for help because of that stigma. And our county is doing a real good job, Health and Human Services. There's quite a few other agencies all on board, and we're all trying to cooperate and get together to better help someone and get them – or actually to get them the help that they need for whatever the disorder is.
You know, and the fact is we keep talking about there's lack of mental health facilities around here.
Absolutely.
Is there, you know, but there's been more that we've seen come up, like the one place was right downtown here, and I'm trying to remember the name of it.
Hill Country.
Country has just opened up. And I've heard that, yeah, well, we're still short, but is it starting to get any better?
We're on that path right now. We're headed towards the greater goal. Things are starting to fall into place now. Everybody's coming together. You know, they have Hill Country here now. They're a great resource. Shasta Community Health, they're a great resource. We have them there. We're just trying to put them all together.
Right.
And they're coming out now with used to be you couldn't get someone into mental health. It was just an enormous challenge to get them in and get them.
Because they've got to kind of almost say that they want to be there.
It's pretty much, I'm going to hurt myself or somebody else.
Right. Or they have to be arrested for doing something.
Or, 5150 arrested, and no one wants to see that. And I would never want that to happen to myself either. So I believe Hill Country, and I'd like to say thank you to them too. They're one of our donors for this event. They're part of it. With that place there, I mean, I've actually personally, because I work in our Reading office for Wright Road, and I've personally worked with a few of people they send us. We send back and forth now, and the referral process is getting much easier. So it's not really that you can't see anybody for 3 weeks or a month. Now it's pretty much we can get them in a lot faster.
Do we have is all the mental health under one roof?
As far as our county goes?
Yeah. Because, it's like a lot of other things I see around here. There's a variety of people wanting to help, but they're split up. And so, if you've got somebody, like you just said, hey, I think these guys need to go, or this person needs to go over to Hill Country. Okay, so you call over there. Instead of having, everybody under one roof, that you can kind of, look at them right then and, you know what I mean?
Sure, yeah. It's kind of like pieces of the puzzle all over town.
It's like veterans things. And one safe place, put everything underneath that one roof. Mm-hmm. Works.
Hill Country has a great – they have places. I believe there's one up on Lake Boulevard, and there's also one up I want to say Round Mountain.
There's one coming to your neighborhood.
Coming near you, right? There's certainly a need for it, that's for sure.
There's one going to be out at the end of Placer there, Bob, right up next to the guy that makes explosives in his backyard. Okay. Tony, the thing about it is what you're trying to get out to people is this. Come on down. Have some food. Take a look at the booths. Take the people out here and just think. Because there's a lot of people, let me tell you, from one of these last ones you all did, that a person went there and realized their daughter had a problem. It was a mental problem. It wasn't a behavior problem. It was a mental problem from things like this.
Sure.
And we're tired of what we see on the streets. Well, probably 50% of that is mental problems. The guy that comes down here and screams at our posters outside, poster boy we call him. Now, there's a problem there. And there's the guy that came in here one day to use the bathroom and then just stripped down. There's a problem there.
There is.
But the fact is the first step is realizing that sometimes people need help in your family.
Absolutely.
And this is one of the big things you all do.
Yeah, this is our primary purpose here. We have family members that suffer with mental health disorders, substance use disorders. And a lot of times families don't know how to help. And if they want to help, they get sent here, they get sent there. And by the time they get to anywhere they can help them, it's too late.
Yeah. Okay. All right, then. This Saturday, the Wright Road Recovery Center, Tony Brigman right here, plus the Shasta County Mental Health, and many other groups are going to be out at Turtle Bay. Right
yeah, there. There's Riverfront Park down,
oh, yeah.
down in
Riverfront,
there.
Yeah, Riverfront Park right there.
Some great bands.
That's that little amphitheater.
Yes.
As you're looking at from the left side, or the south side.
Yes.
Okay. Or is that the north side? North side. Yeah, it's on the north side, sorry. And so you're going to have food, vendors, music, everything. It's going to be great.
Absolutely. It's going to come on down, have some family fun.
What time does it start?
It starts at 11 a.m., ends at 5 p.m.
It's free.
It's free.
Well, you're going to get a lot of people out of the media because they're always good for free food. All right. If there's free food,
I'm good for free food, too.
Well, I tell you what, if it's free food, they'll be there. Tony, thanks so much for stopping by today.
Thank you so much for having me.
What I like to do is you talk to Mark and y'all come on in. Let's take a long time and talk about things that are going on in the in our mental health side of the house.
Absolutely.
Okay.
That would be great.
I'd like to get Hill Country. What is it?
Hill Country.
Hill Country. I'd like to get Hill Country on too because I called them one time for a young man suffering from PTSD and see what they could do. So, anyway, okay. All right. Thanks, Tony. And we're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
At Tri-Counties Bank, service with solutions is in everything we do, including our new personal checking accounts with added features designed to give you a little extra security and peace of mind. Cell phone insurance gives you up to $300 to repair or replace your phone if it's damaged or stolen. And ID protection provides ongoing identity monitoring, 3-in-1 credit reports, and identity theft resolution services. Plus, each personal checking account comes with access to branches throughout Northern and Central California, over 25,000 surcharge-free ATMs, advanced online and mobile banking, and live banker support by phone 7 days a week. With our unique brand of service with solutions, we strive to improve your financial success and well-being. To learn more about our new personal checking accounts, stop by your local branch or visit tricountiesbank.com. Insurance products are not insured by FDIC or a federal government agency, not a deposit of or guaranteed by the bank or any bank affiliate. Member FDIC.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Evil. There are people in this country who are evil to the core. They are violent and hateful and will not reason or debate. This evil drives them to violence with whomever they disagree. They will invade peaceful gatherings with the sole purpose of perpetrating violence and injury, then blame their actions on the peaceful. We can no longer trust politicians or the media to acknowledge the truth, so we must know how to discern good from evil. This wisdom is found in a relationship with Jesus Christ. If you are looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
Tobacco and Brew has been a sponsor here on KCNR 1460 since we started the station 8 years ago. A long-standing Reading tradition, Tobacco and Brew is locally owned, backs our veterans, and does so much more for this community. It's located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check out their new lines, new products, new briar pipes, and of course, the famous walk-in humidor. Come in and see the newly remodeled Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
Hi, this is Dan Beans, director of the Reading Electric Utility. REU is celebrating National Public Power Week October 1st through the 7th. Please join us at our open house on Friday, October 6th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at our offices located at 3611 Avtec Parkway. There will be free bucket truck rides, pole climbing and tree trimming demonstrations, and much more. Food trucks will be on site, and all REU customers will receive a $5 food truck voucher. Let's celebrate our nonprofit community-owned utility. For more information, call 339-7200.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
There used to be a gray tower alone on the sea. You became the light on the dark side of me. Love remains a drama.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR 1460. Bastiani Arms brings us this portion of the show. If you're looking for a place to buy your firearms or for training with firearms, Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur. They've got a great selection of arms. They've got super customer service, great gunsmithing, and they give discounts for veterans. All of this at Bastiani Arms, family-owned, family-operated. Give them a chance to beat those big box store prices. 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading, and they're open Tuesday through Saturday. Okay. I have people in here telling me, Henry, just so you know, is that Jones took a knee with his team last night. Jerry Jones did. And that what he said, it looks like, was a couple of weeks ago. But I guess he also stood up. So it's the kind of thing as before, we'll take a knee, and afterwards, we'll all stand up. I'm not sure. Okay. Now,
a lot of this stuff gets rapidly spread through internet, emails, and stuff like that. And you got to apply your truth detector.
Okay, there was a survey, or a, what do you call that? No, poll. What do they do? A poll, I guess. A new survey of American college students by the Brookings Institute is probably the most depressing forecast of the future of liberty in this country, according to this author. It tells us that most privileged people on the planet, American college students, are barbarously illiterate when it comes to understanding the freedoms given under the Constitution. And what ways?
they've been, their understanding of what freedom is has been kind of somewhat changed. According to the survey, when asked if the First Amendment protected so-called hate speech, 44% of the college students said no. And 16% said they don't know the answer. More than half, 51%, said they think shouting so the audience can't hear, also known as heckler's veto, is an acceptable tactic for silencing a controversial speaker. So don't listen to them. Scream. Shout them down. Don't engage. Don't hear what they're going to say. Instead, shout. Shout with feeling and venom. You know, spit. Perhaps most obvious of all, according to the survey, 19% of the students believe, this is the one that's really the scariest, 19% of the students believe that violence is an acceptable response to ideas they don't like. Think about that. 20%, one in five of college kids that they surveyed, and, you know, again, you're going to have to take a look at how they did the survey and what were the questions and all that, so it's, you know, it's still got to be vetted through there. But it says here, one in five students, 20% of the students out there, believe that it's okay for violence against things you don't like.
Was it Marx who...
You don't agree with.
Was it Marx who commented about it was important to have a legion of useful idiots? Or was it Lenin or Stalin? One of those fun-loving characters.
It's okay to club your opponents down. The violence is an acceptable response to ideas they don't like.
We just want to have peace, love, and understanding. Give peace a chance.
I'm going back.
As long as you agree with
us. I'm going back to what I said last night, yesterday, about The Walking Dead. I talked about
that. Aging George Orwell.
You know, I talked about The Walking Dead yesterday, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you were here, right?
Yeah.
And I did talk about how they wanted to wall everything out. And when they said, okay, we don't feel comfortable because you people have guns, so give up your guns. And then when thugs broke in, people that were there to rape and mutilate and kill, they had no guns to protect themselves. The other guys didn't have guns either, but they were hardened. They had, you know, it was exactly what happened when the Huns came to the gates of Rome. Tough fighters coming up to a softened people who let other people fight for them. Ah, sound familiar here? So. And so now our college students, 20%, according to this survey, think it's okay to use violence against ideas you don't like. I guess that means like Antifa and people that support Antifa, who are, by the way, college professors. They don't even talk about even liberal college professors that are being shouted down, being physically assaulted on their own campuses because they said something like, hey, you guys have got to be able to accept these ideas, you know, at least listen to these ideas. Oh, no! Beat them! Stone them! I think they should all become NFL players, football players. You know, it's, when I see things like this, it scares me. And then I look at this in Rockland. Did you see what happened in Rockland, California here? With the kid after, you know, 5 years old.
Oh, he
came in dressed like a girl because he's a transgender 5 year old. It's going to be interesting to see what happens when he's 8 or 9 or 10 or 12. But anyway, and a little girl called him by his last year's name or used a pronoun. And she gets taken in for an hour in this Rockland Academy principal's office. An hour. She comes home. She's devastated. Her mom comes
camps.
In. Her mom comes in. She says it was a mistake. The little kid made it. She just called him, but she saw him as last year. And now they've had over 40 students pulled from Rockland Academy because they're having also transgender classes for five-year-olds. And so without telling the parents, without giving the parents a chance, when they said, well, what are you being taught? What's being taught? And they said, ask your children. Can you believe that? Can you believe the just total absence of care of what these people think, of what the parents think? And this is a private academy that probably charges a bunch of money. Anyway, they voted with their feet. 40 parents or 40 families, and a lot of them were more than one child going out of that place. So, of course, Rockland probably doesn't really care because they got a 1,200-person waiting list.
But the one lady said, well, I'm number 113 on the list when they got to me. So it means 113 in front didn't. Anyway, these things like this. And then this is what we're teaching these kids. So is there any, are we teaching them civics? Are we teaching them the history of this country? And I'm not talking
teach
about
them how to feel good.
I'm not talking about recidivist history where, oh my gosh, you know, it was wrong to bomb Japan. No, it wasn't wrong. But it's not going to take long before you hear that. Oh, we should have never bombed the Japanese. We were, you know what? We were terrorists.
We were the aggressors.
We were the aggressors here. We were terrorists. We used a nuclear weapon. All right. I've got myself under control now. Hey, we come back. Haven Humane's coming in.
You'll wipe off the lather now.
I'll wipe off. I'm just wiping the spittle down off my chin. All right. There's so many targets of opportunity out there. Hey, we'll be right back after the news. Carl and Linda Bott.
And that news is brought to you on KCNR, Shasta Redding, by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. There's a shakeup at the top of Equifax. CEO Richard Smith is retiring effective immediately as the credit reporting agency deals with a damaging data breach. Equifax says hackers exploited a software flaw, exposing highly sensitive information belonging to 143 million Americans. On Capitol Hill this morning,
this is our country and these are our fellow citizens. They need our help. And they're going to get our help.
House Speaker Paul Ryan promising quick action on hurricane relief for Puerto Rico.
Right now, it's search, it's rescue, it's humanitarian. And when we get the information we need from the administration, we will be doing more in Congress to act on all of these hurricane victims, wherever they are, because these hurricanes have really wreaked havoc on many of our fellow citizens.
Nearly a week after Hurricane Maria hit, most food stores and restaurants in Puerto Rico remain closed. And most of the island is still without power. Home prices jumped in July, even with slowing sales.
Home prices in July were up 5.9% from a year earlier. While sales of new and existing homes slipped over the summer, demand remains strong, and that's leading to bidding wars that are pushing up prices. Seattle, Portland, and Las Vegas saw the largest hikes.
Correspondent Wally Hines reporting. It's primary election day in Alabama. Republican voters are choosing a GOP candidate for U.S. Senator to fill the seat vacated by Attorney General Jeff Sessions. The White House is backing Luther Strange, while many religious conservatives support Roy Moore. Senate Republicans have fallen short so far in their effort to round up enough votes for a last-ditch effort to repeal and replace Obamacare. Senator Susan Collins of Maine announced she is a no vote. More on these stories at townhall.com.
From orphan to the wealthiest man in the world.
I was abandoned, a child without parent.
He opened his heart to God and opened his home to thousands of children in need. Mully, in partnership with Focus on the Family, discover the miraculous true story of how one man gave up earthly riches and became the wealthiest man in the world.
I see the impossible becoming possible.
In cinemas nationwide, October 3rd, 4th, and 5th. Buy tickets now at mullymovie.com.
American Icon Films and Greg Laurie present a new documentary, Steve McQueen, American Icon.
Steve McQueen set the action movie template for the modern-day era of cinema.
He was the best at what he did.
Follow Pastor Greg on a cross-country trip and discover the incredible true story.
Steve McQueen became a believer in Jesus Christ toward the end of his life. That is a story very few people know.
Steve McQueen, American Icon, a special one-night event in select theaters Thursday, September 28th. Find theaters and tickets at stevemcqueenmovie.com.
President Trump is again taking on the NFL and players who protest during the national anthem.
The president says NFL ratings are way down except before the game starts, when people tune in to see if the country will be disrespected. He tweets the booing in Arizona last night when the Cowboys kneeled before the anthem was the loudest he's ever heard. He also notes the team stood as a group for the anthem itself, tweeting, "Big progress being made. We all love our country."
That report from correspondent Sagar Magani. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson is to meet with Cuba's foreign minister today amid an ongoing probe into mysterious attacks on American diplomats in Havana. At least 21 U.S. diplomats have suffered physical symptoms, including brain damage and hearing loss, since late last year, as a result of what Tillerson has described as health attacks. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Greg Clugston. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis says the United States wants to resolve the standoff with North Korea diplomatically.
We maintain the capability to deter North Korea's most dangerous threats, but also to back up our diplomats in a manner that keeps this as long as possible in the diplomatic realm.
Mattis is traveling in India. His comments come amid escalating rhetoric between President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Federal prosecutors have announced charges of fraud and corruption in college basketball, including against four coaches. They work at Oklahoma State, Auburn University, the University of Arizona, and the University of Southern California. More details will be released at a news conference later today. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl and Dubai. Linda, of course, it's besides Tuesday, and she's usually not here on Tuesday, she is struck down by a cold. And she can't, you know, I mean, just her voice is gone, which, you know, in some ways is okay, but most ways it's not. I hope she's sleeping right now. 6 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock. And just kidding. Danger, Carl Bott, danger. The 26th of September.
Should I give the weather and get you out of this?
6:05:45. You better right now, because the next phone call coming in says guess what? Guess where I just pawned all your guns at?
Red flag warning in effect from the National Weather Service through tonight. Gusty winds, very dry conditions. Don't let the cooler temperatures fool you. We are still in the height of a very dangerous fire season, so please be mindful. Weed whacking, outdoor shooting, things like that. Bad idea until this stuff gets a little bit more damp. Speaking of which, Shasta Lake is still only 41 feet from the top, so that is good news. Currently in Redding, we're looking at 70 degrees. The temperatures for the rest of the week will remain right around the 90-degree mark. Overnight lows in the 60s. This report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Shasta Gas Propane, veteran-owned, family-owned business out of Anderson. Give them a call, 365-3793. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. This portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers. Home Helpers. If you're looking for the best in-home health care, locally owned, quality, compassionate in-home care that's customized to what you need, it's Home Helpers and Sharon Clark. Voted best in the North State, has been business of the year, business person of the year. And you're not going to find it any better. And she takes, you know what, she takes great care of everybody, but she loves veterans. Home Helpers, give them a call, 226-8350. I'm here with Captain Smith.
Hey.
I'm standing at attention. And Lisa Cunningham, who, by the way, I know everybody needs to ask this question, of a certain age group. She is married to Richie Cunningham. No, this is no joke. She's married to Richie Cunningham, and it's happy days.
It is happy days.
It's happy days. You have to turn you up a little bit. So how is it being married to Richie Cunningham? Is he just really a do-gooder?
He's a do-gooder. He's a hardworking, wonderful father, husband, work around the house kind of guy, loves projects.
Is he balding now?
Yes.
Is he balding?
Yes, he doesn't look like he did on the show.
He doesn't. Richie Cunningham.
Just
my
kidding.
Gosh. You know,
he's aging with grace.
He's aging with grace. Well, you know what? If you find grace, slap her. Okay. Bob, did you hear that? Richie Cunningham is fooling around with grace.
Ooh,
did you hear that?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
What do Will thinks of that?
Gee, I don't know.
I don't even watch that show.
What? You never watched Happy Days?
No, I watched Happy Days. I don't watch Will and Grace or any of that stuff. I don't watch network TV.
Well, a lot of people don't. It's another reason there are problems. Okay, enough of this. We're talking Haven Humane now. The 18th, 16th, 10th annual Bark Wine and Brew. You guys got to start using bigger font.
Yeah.
Font here.
Okay.
10th annual Bark Wine and Brew is going to be Saturday, October 7th at Wind River. Oh, discussed last. Okay,
that's
we'll get to that. Okay, we'll get to that one. Let's talk about the Second Tuesday Club.
Second Tuesday Club. Second Tuesday Club is a wonderful monthly fundraiser for Haven Humane Society, and we have each year local restaurants who offer to host our Second Tuesday fundraiser at their restaurant location, and on that particular day, which is always the second Tuesday of the month, and folks can come on down. It's not a club. It used to be called Second Tuesday Club, but it's not a club. It's open to everyone. And come on down, have a meal, and that restaurant will donate a portion of the evening's proceeds to Haven Humane Society.
And I will admit that since Wilda's moved from right around the corner here practically, I haven't gone over there. I've gone over there like one time. But when they moved from this little place that was too small for them, because they have, I mean, that bowl.
Buddha bowl.
The Buddha bowl.
Man,
my gosh,
that's
you
awesome.
Eat that every day,
awesome.
You look like a Buddha, you know?
Yeah,
it's awesome. It's really good.
Richie Cunningham, huh?
I'll take Richie with me to Wilda's anytime.
Really?
Yes.
You know what? Can you just imagine Richie Cunningham's honeymoon? I mean, I'm not going to ask.
I won't tell.
Richie and Chachi.
Chachi wasn't there.
Chachi wasn't
What about
there.
The Fonz?
The Fonz.
He's pretty cool.
Okay, that's going to be this.
That horse has now fallen over.
It is. Okay. I'm going to beat it a little more before the night's out, though. October 10th. That's going to be October 10th, and that's going to be at Wilder's Grill on Churn Creek in the Shasta Center. Okay, that will include lunch or dinner from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Just go on down there. Just eat there that day. It's got great food. Mm-hmm. And a portion of their proceeds will come back to Haven Humane. Great idea. Whoever started this, wonderful idea. Now, we're talking about now is dog licensing.
Yeah, you know what? I wanted to give you just a tiny little tidbit about licensing. You know, the reason we do dog licensing is because
Captain Smith's being called.
I know, I apologize. Captain Forgot to Smith. Turn that off.
Captain Smith.
Licenses are designed simply so that dogs will get vaccinated for rabies, okay? So rabies is one of the few things that humans can get from animals that they can die from. So we want to make sure we vaccinate our dogs. And I'm going to knock on some wood now because in Shasta County, we haven't had any confirmed case of rabies in a dog in more than 20 years. Okay, so probably a little longer than that.
But we can't say that about wild animals.
No, wild animals because they don't
skunks,
get... Yeah.
Foxes. And this is why, really why you want to be have your dog vaccinated.
Exactly.
Because I don't know about you, but we have... I live in the center of town here off of Placer. I mean, there isn't like a green belt around me.
Mm-hmm.
But I've got skunks.
Well,
we have possums. We have all types of stuff rolling through our yard.
They're called urban wildlife. So they were raised here with the people's homes being built around them. So they take advantage of your house to get under it or your bushes to set up housekeeping. And they've lived with us since Redding was here and beyond. And so it's part of nature for them to be there. And so many people think... So many people think, oh, my gosh, I have a possum in my yard. And I'm like, you live in their turf. That's what they do.
But, and you're absolutely right. They're urban. But I wanted to point out is because we have these, if you get an epidemic of rabies,
mm-hmm.
that they can spread it to your dog where other dogs and cats wouldn't have it, but because they might get bitten.
Right.
And has there been a rabies outbreak, among the wild
Yes.
life here lately?
Not lately, especially within the city limits of Redding. We've done pretty well now. We still mm-hmm. get it, and there are animals that come that we get that are sick, like skunks and bats are a big one as well. Mostly skunks and bats are the number one carrier vector of rabies. And then you have raccoons and foxes and things like that.
And here's the thing that it's so important to get your dog vaccinated, because if you take your dog out for a run, or it's a hunting dog, and think about this, and the dog's out with you, and they engage with a skunk, besides having to be able to clean him up afterwards on that one, or she, you could also have a rabies. He could have bitten. It could have been a rabid animal that bit him.
I don't know if you ever watched Cujo.
Once. I've never been able to watch Cujo more than once.
Because Cujo got bit on the nose by a bat on a tree, and no one saw it.
No one saw it.
Sometimes I bring that up to people when they say, well, my dog never leaves the yard. Why should I have to get a license or do anything like that? And I'm like, you need the rabies shot in order to keep your dog safe and protected.
Especially when you just said the bat word. You know, she just said, I know you were doing other things over here, but bats carry it. They're like the big vector for it. Jeez. Hey, we're going to take a break here.
I'm trying to think of what the bat word was. I was thinking of, you know, the search.
Okay.
The bat word of the day.
Did you know Richie Cunningham was once Batman at an earlier age? This portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. Speaking of being able to protect your home, protect yourself, protect your property, protect your doggy, is Northern Firearms Instruction. This is California's largest privately owned firearms instruction company. Started right here in Redding with retired Command Sergeant Major Ted Lighty, who can't find pigs because he's a hell of an instructor. And all of his people are great instructors. In fact, he's down right now getting continuing education so he can bring this back to his people. Northern Firearms Instruction, most complete CCW training you're going to have. It also has defensive pistol. They're having an advanced pistol course November 19th. That's filled up, sorry. But they've got a tactical rifle class also November 19th. And it only takes 10 people. Only thing you need is your sporting rifle, your black gun, your M4 or your M16, and you will get a day-long class on how to use it and use it properly and effectively and safely. All of this at Northern Firearms Instruction. ReadingCCW.com or give them a call at 530-999-1822. We'll be right back.
Bless the peace and the children.
Not all solar companies are the same. Neither are all solar installations. Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, president of Powerhouse Solar. Your solar design should be based upon what gives your family the best results, not what is easiest to install. Ground rack, roof mount, sun tracker, you name it. Powerhouse Solar does it all, but not all solar companies offer all these options. Powerhouse Solar is a SunPower Elite dealer, which means your family is getting the best, most efficient solar panel on the market, combined with a system design and installation that fits your exact energy needs. And let's face it, a cookie cutter system can not only cost you more in the long run, but be less efficient. Since 2003, Powerhouse Solar has been your solar energy expert. Let us design the perfect SunPower solar energy system for your family. Call Powerhouse Solar today and let us show you how to get the power of the sun working for you.
Call Powerhouse Solar at 275-5600 or visit them on the web at powerhousesolar.com.
Have you received an inheritance or need to roll over a 401k from a former employer? Whatever your investment needs, for experienced, compassionate investment advice, call certified financial planner Tom Wood at the Advice Center at 244-PLAN. He'll take the time to discuss all your investment options for your unique needs. Tom has been helping his clients for nearly 20 years to manage their investments and to lower their taxes to achieve their financial goals. And Tom is offering a free investment tax review all month. He's offering this free investment tax review to help you find out if your investment portfolio is tax efficient or if he can help lower taxes you owe on your investments. Call Tom Wood at 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN. He can help your family develop an investment plan to help you have the financial future you desire. Call the Advice Center for your free investment tax review at 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN. Or go online to theadvicecenter.com. Securities offered through Royal Alliance Associates, member FINRA, SIPC.
Black Bear Diner was started by a couple of hungry guys with a big dream. That dream? Good old-fashioned family food with great service. Like the classic Volcano Breakfast. Secret recipes, sweet cream pancakes, hickory-smoked bacon, sausage, and fresh cracked eggs. Mmm. Served day or night at over 100 Black Bear Diner locations. Feeding all you hungry bears out there makes us so proud.
Here's your breakfast for dinner. No more coffee?
Thanks, Rosie. I'm sorry. Pancakes at sunset make me a little emotional.
Redding Dutch Brothers owners Chris and Aaron Resner.
Caffeinate for a Cause is an idea born out of wanting to create a fun fundraiser that included members of our community collaborating with Turtle Bay. not just serving great cups of coffee.
It's September 28th from 7 to 9 a.m. and then from 2 to 4 p.m. at all of the Redding and Anderson locations. And a dollar from every drink is going to go to Turtle Bay. And then also all of the tips that celebrity baristas bring in.
Caffeinate for a cause with Turtle Bay and Dutch Brothers this Thursday, September 28th.
Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call, 605-4567.
Hold on to me as we go, as we roll down this unfamiliar road. And although this wave is stringing us along, just know you're not alone. I'm gonna make this place your home.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. That played at the last, a couple of times ago, the Bark Wine and Brew Ball. And it was, I mean, it had photos of all the dogs and cats and anacondas and everything else you all have there. And it was really, I'll tell you, it worked. I'm here with Captain Smith and Lisa Cunningham from Haven Humane. We're talking about the things that are going on there and the things that will continue to go on. But we've talked about how you can, at Wilder's Grill on Sherman Creek,
mm-hmm.
You can go there on the first Tuesday, which is October the 10th.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can, and a portion of the proceeds will go to Haven Humane. We also talked about the...
Rabies
vaccinations and why you should. For people that think, oh, my dog doesn't have rabies, he's just in my yard. Well, bats are one of the major carriers of rabies.
Yes, they do. They get up by your lights. Now, if it's a nighttime activity, they get by the lights to eat the bugs. So they're really beneficial, and they're not all rabid. But the cats will grab them, and dogs will grab them because they're right there. And you know, you might not even know that your dog has been exposed to it or your cat, and that's why you have the rabies vaccine. So you're ensured that your dog, to the best of your ability, is vaccinated against rabies. That's why we have dog licensing clinics. That's why we require the dog license in order for you to be sure you have the rabies shot, because you can't get a license without the rabies shot. Okay, so we're going to have our last one for the year in Shingletown, and I know that's a ways for people to go, but it's a discount on your vaccine. It's $8 for the vaccine, and you have to purchase your license at the same time. And we are trying to get as many dogs in the city of Redding and in the county areas licensed as we can. And so that's running on October 3rd from 2 to 4 p.m. at the public library up there. So we want everybody to come, and also they can bring cats as well. We will vaccinate cats, but they got to have them in a box. We don't want them holding little Fluffy out there with Fido, so they can get into a fight.
You can also get microchips there for $20. How much for a dog license?
The dog licenses depend on whether they're spayed or neutered. It's $10 for a dog license if they're not. I mean, if they are altered, are spayed or neutered. If they're not, it's $22. We charge a little more to try to encourage people to spay and neuter their pets. And you can get up to a three-year vaccination for your dog.
Does the money come back to you all?
No, it unfortunately goes to the city or the county of which we are doing. And there's a $2 surcharge that goes into that for the unaltered pets. And that money goes into a spay-neuter fund that generates vouchers for people to get their animals neutered and spayed for a low cost. So it actually all does go back eventually to getting animals altered, which is our goal.
If you have, if you already have your dog vaccinated, though, and you want to get it and you want to get the license, just have to do is bring the vaccination thing. You don't even need to bring your dog.
You don't need to bring the dog. And, of course, you don't have to come all the way to Shingletown to do that. But
you can just
go to the Haven, or you can go to Care Animal Hospital, which has Stelzer licenses there.
Care
and Dana Park and Care Tenant. Oh, I love her. Great vet.
Isn't she nice?
Yes, she's awesome.
Once a month there.
She's awesome.
Great person. Do you know she's allergic to, she can't eat meat anymore?
Oh, wow.
Did you know that? Because there's a tick called the Texas tick, Texas hill tick or something. That it's back in Virginia. She's an athlete running through the woods. And this is for everybody to know, because this was very difficult to diagnose, and the tick got on her, bit her, infected her, and she was just deathly ill, and they could not figure it out what it was, because she would eat certain foods and she would get violently ill. I mean, really bad, into the hospital ill.
Oh my.
And it took them a long time to figure it out. It was this tick, and what it does is it makes your body, if you eat meat, that kind of protein, it attacks it.
Oh my.
Because it sees it as an organism that's trying to destroy you. So it destroys that. So I mean, and she doesn't mind me talking about it, because she talked about it on the show.
Yeah.
Because they have it out here too.
Mm-hmm.
And but it's so hard to diagnose because it is rare. But people, if you get one of these and they're carrying that stuff, that's it for you and hamburger. It's gone. It's gone. You can't eat meat.
Mm.
I know. Anyway, that's Kara Tennant. Great person. Okay.
Well, for people who can't eat meat, you can get something vegetarian at Wildis on October 10th.
There you go.
That's what Richie eats. Richie just eats vegan, because that's the kind of guy Richie is. Volunteer orientation on Friday, September 29th.
Yeah, we have a great volunteer base there at Haven. We'd love to have more people. We're doing so many things, new things with the dogs and cats. We want people to come and get involved. So our orientation is at 5:15 in Haven's classroom, and they just will go through the whole process of what we do, get people interested. We want people to come and do it. We're doing programs now with training dogs. And it's called CGC, which is Canine Good Citizen, which teaches the kennel dogs how to be good citizens so they can get adopted, how to sit properly, how to not jump on people, how to go in and out.
How to wink. If they come by, they can give a little
to be
wink.
Nice in the kennel.
And then that dog just winked at me. Mm-hmm. And everybody looks, dogs don't wink. And then they look back down, and dog winks at them.
We're teaching them various things so they know how to get themselves adopted.
Teach a dog to wink. You know what? I tell you, I'd adopt a dog if it could wink. You know? Oh, look at that. Dog is winking. You see there, it's got a little tick. I'm not sure. You know, so. Okay. I'm sorry. I miss Story, because I have all these Air Force things I say to him.
I know. I listen to you.
Okay. Anyway, where's he at?
He is on a trip with the Mini Cooper Club.
How appropriate. Okay, let's just move on. The Mini Cooper Club. When I go out in my club, we're called the Hammer. The Hammer Club. Not the Mini Cooper Club. We're the Hammer Club. My Harley's bigger than his car.
Have you seen that car?
The Mini Cooper.
Yeah.
Where'd you go?
Who put
the
Mini Cooper?
Who thought they were going to put wheels on a shoebox?
What car do you drive?
We call them the Hammer. Okay, I'm sorry. Okay, volunteerism. And that's good. That's October 7th and September 29th. September 29th at 5:15 in Haven's classroom, and Saturday, October 7th. Wow.
I know.
That's going to be a busy day.
I know.
10 a.m.
Big day.
Misty Lee Fund.
So the Misty Lee Fund.
And we haven't talked about that a lot, but Misty Lee Fund is, but we do advertise it.
Well, I got to tell you, it's very close to my heart, because Misty Lee was my dog. And Misty Lee was adopted. I adopted her from Haven Humane Society when she was a puppy. And it was one of those weird things where I wasn't particularly looking for a dog, and all of a sudden, there she was, and I knew
winking at
she was my dog.
Right. She winked at you.
She winked at me. She was my dog. I brought her home, and she actually was an integral part of Haven Humane Society for 7 years, where I taught her how to go out and be friends with dogs we were trying to catch. To help them back in? It wasn't so much luring as to make them more comfortable so we could pick them up. So one really quick story. We had a Rottweiler downtown. The police had arrested the owner of the dog. Very violent guy. They were wrestling with him. Well, he had a big bubble Rottweiler. And the dog got out and was running down the streets of Reading downtown. And they asked me to come and help, so I brought Misty, and Misty was all of 40 pounds, if that, 35, 40-pound dog. And they've been trying to catch him for an hour, and they were in a position where they may have to shoot him because he was aggressive and being difficult, but they were in downtown Reading. So I pull up with Misty in the front seat of the car, and I see the dog running on Pine Street, and I say, Misty, look at that boy. You want to say hi to that boy? And she's like, looking, you know, just looking. And I open the door. She runs out, runs right up to him, and he stops and looks at her, his little nub tails wagging. I open the sliding door. I said, all right, guys, let's go for a ride. And they jump. Both of them jumped in, and the cops are all surrounded, you know, trying to keep him from going. He jumped right in. He was like my best friend and just happy as a little lark because Misty taught him.
What happened to him?
He ended up getting adopted.
Good.
He ended up getting adopted,
right.
And did really, really well. He wasn't so bad.
He wasn't a bad dog. He was just scared
exactly.
at that point. And then here's a friend.
Yes.
Wow, what a great deal
yes.
was that.
So because of that,
yeah.
when Misty passed, we decided that we would like to put something together to honor her and to continue to carry on caring for animals, especially injured ones and scared ones and
yeah.
stuff that needs help. And so that's how it kind of was born. And from there, I get to hear her name almost every day, so it makes me feel really good.
Pretty
you know?
Much. I think we played at least a couple times a day here, maybe once. Okay, Misty Leafa. Now I know what that is. I thought it was something else. I really did. Okay, we're going to take a break because we've got, you know, it's that time, first of all. This portion of the show is brought to you by North State Security. An ounce of prevention since 1968. If you're looking for somebody to come out and watch over your business or your home or an event, call North State Security and their officers. They are helping over 200 businesses. They've got over 100 people working for them, 100 officers working for them. And they also are right now, they're looking for people that want to have a career. People that want to work in an organization that was built from the ground up right here in Reading, that want to do something for their community and learn a profession. And by the way, several other North State Security officers have moved on to law enforcement jobs. Can't get better than that. 243-0295. 243-0295, North State Security. We'll be right back.
I'm a bus, I'm a tourist, a gone. And you've thrown away your choice and lost your ticket, so you have to stay on. But the drumbeat strains of the night remain, and the rhythm of the new fountain. You know, sometime you're bound to leave.
Hi. I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
It's fall savings time at Reading Kia. You want to save money, right? Well, don't pay a penny in interest during Reading Kia's fall savings sale.
Come in today and get 0% financing on all new 2017 Kia models. Not just one or two, but every model in Reading Kia's award-winning lineup qualifies for 0% financing.
Even Sorento?
Yes, even the 2017 Kia Sorento comes with 66 months of interest-free financing on approval of credit.
Or get $3,500 at KMF standard bonus cash plus $1,000 retail.
retail bonus cash on Sorento four-cylinder. That's $4,500.
And the 17 Kia Sorento is the highest-ranked midsize SUV in initial quality. For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com.
Take a test drive, make a great deal, and be happy.
0% financing for 66 months is $15.15 per thousand financed.
Must finance through Kia Motors Finance for Sorento. Offer ends October 31st.
Redding Kia, Cypress Avenue, Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, reddingkia.com.
Holiday Harbor, we've got it all for you. But we're more than just great houseboats. We have the vacation you have been looking for without the drive or airport hassle. Fishing boats, patio boats, 47-foot party cruisers, wakeboards, jet skis, and stand-up paddleboards. If it floats or you can pull it behind a boat, we probably have it for your enjoyment. Visit Holiday Harbor, exit 695 of Interstate 5, or go to lakeshasta.com. Holiday Harbor, your own vacation in town.
Electric vehicles. We are seeing more of them every day. A new electric car in your driveway makes you eligible for a $1,000 rebate from Reading Electric Utility, REU. Plus, another $500 rebate for your level 2 charger. Did you know that REU's electricity rate for charging is equal to paying $1.08 per gallon of gasoline? Smart, eco-friendly, and super cool. Visit a local dealer today and take one for a spin. Electric vehicle rebates from REU. For information, visit us at reupower.com or call 339-7200. REU. And you, powerful together.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Me and you and a dog named Blue, traveling and living off the land. Me and you and a
dog named
Blue, how I love me and
you. Am I? You want to turn us on? Thank you. Thank you. Turn us on. You've been doing this for 40 years, and you know what? And when I say something, he goes, oh, you know what? We just have to reteach him every week. And this is what he says to me.
I had it in queue. I'm going, why is the music turning down?
People say, hey, that's a great commercial car. And he goes, oh, it only took him 36 takes in 3 hours. Uh-huh. So when I get a chance, I'm in there. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, now that you can hear us. 25 minutes before hour of 9 o'clock. You know, we cannot have done this station. We've been on, you know, air 8 years now. Believe it or not, I mean, some people are saying, how in the hell that happened? In December. And Bob has been here for the whole time. The first day, that day he's running the board, but he's also underneath this table right here that you're sitting at, connecting wires. And we, you know, so we've had quite the run there, buddy. You know what?
Of radio, no, none of that corporate stuff.
No, there's no pretense around here, so at least we try not to do that. Okay, Facebook. Wait a minute, I forgot the commercial. Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold, best place in the world to get a haircut, discounts for seniors and veterans. I love it there. I'm going to try and get there today. Okay, right off of Athens Avenue.
Awesome.
I'm back here with Captain Smith and Lisa Cunningham, and we're making little jokes about her husband, whose real name is Richard.
Richard. And there's another extension to that story. So what I've been told is my husband grew up in Red Bluff, just right down the road. And when he was in high school, one of his neighbors, a young woman who was a few years older than my husband, was dating Ron Howard. For real.
The real Ron Howard?
The real Ron Howard. And Ron Howard came to Red Bluff when he married that young lady. And my husband got to meet him and shake hands with him. And all the kids in the neighborhood brought my husband over and said, this is the real Richie Cunningham.
I like that. That's cool.
Not a ginger, is he?
Which does he have red hair?
No.
No. That would have been
what's
just
Richie,
too
what's
much.
Richie do?
My Richie?
Yeah.
Oh, he works for the Forest Service.
That's cool. Does he bring home bears?
No, he does not bring home bears.
What's your fire guy?
But he brings home something.
He worked in fire. He works in forestry.
Okay.
He works in timber. Yeah.
Do you know where all the big elk are?
Yes.
Just wondering. Okay, we'll forget that.
He knows where a lot of things are in the forest.
I bet he does. Facebook.
Facebook is a really great tool, and we love it at Haven. We have a lot of interaction with our community and our supporters on Facebook. We will post all kinds of information, adoptable pets, our adoption specials, clinic specials. Especially if you've lost a pet, you should check our Facebook page. We will post photos of pets that are brought into the shelter. We also have a lot of announcements about our events and different outreach opportunities for the community to participate in. Our second Tuesday dining will be promoted. All of our fundraisers will be promoted. If people have questions about Bark, Wine, and Brew, which is coming up on October 7th, they can go to Facebook. They can also go to havenhumane.org.
What did we do without Facebook?
I know.
I'm telling you, it should have been invented.
Well, you know what? Okay,
ago.
I'm glad we opened that one up. Yeah, you're going to be sorry for that, Smith.
It's mostly used for good, not bad.
Well, no, it's not. You know what it is? It's a place for a lot of times. The only good thing about it is that people have the real names on it. So when you get to really know what they think. And I have a friend. Now I've done it. I have a friend that says things. And, you know, I try not to write on Facebook. You know, I go to Facebook every day and say, who's going to be on tomorrow? You know, Haven Humane, you know, Mark Dad again, all that kind of stuff. And then I try to put photos in there. So this time I put a photo of a Labrador, or, you know, a yellow lab with his tongue out, you know.
Yeah.
You know, and I also put, you know, pictures of the guy that stood out there with his, you know, his hand over his heart,
right.
You know, for the Steelers. And what was the other one? Something else, I'm sure. Anyway, and so I put it on there. But then I make the mistake as I after I put it on there, I start looking at the page.
There you go.
And sure enough, within one or two postings, there'll be somebody that's saying things that's just absolutely stupid. Just stupid.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at it, and I'm thinking, you can't really believe that. And I start, and then after I finish, and it's great what I write, oh, it's going to turn them inside out. It's going to make them throw up in their mouth.
Let the flames begin.
Yes.
You know what I do? I erase it. I erase it because it's somebody I know. I'm not going to make them look like an idiot in front of everybody because everybody already knows they're an idiot from what they just wrote. Anyway, the Facebook is something.
It's a two-edged sword.
It is.
You can use it for good stuff, you know.
Oh, we
like
can.
What we have.
Yes.
But you got to learn to not let those things that are said.
Yes. You know what?
Get to you.
People should be able to, you know, to express themselves and,
exactly.
and have a great, you know, back and forth. But, you know, you watch some of the, and, you know, frankly, I don't care what you just had for breakfast. I don't care that I'm just feeling a little sad. Somebody hugged me. You know, no, I'm not going to hug you. You know, you know what? I'm not. You know, why did you even inflict me with your sadness? I don't even know you. Why are you a friend? First of all, and then I go back to my friends. I'm going, who is this person? And then I say, oh, they've got 100. Oh, geez, they know 100 people I know, and oh, Linda's a friend, so I can't befriend them. This is absolute.
You
know,
don't
get me started.
You can unfollow.
I've unfollowed a lot of people, but I'm still their friend.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
I don't have to read what they're writing
right.
anymore.
That's right.
Or I go through and I get through and I get into the ads that come in all of a sudden.
Don't like.
I say they're offensive. I say they're sexually oriented, you know, on camping equipment, just because.
And what's spooky, of course, is the
and all of a sudden there's an hour on Facebook. I'm like, I'm one of them.
You are.
The thing that you looked at on Amazon 3 days ago is suddenly in your Facebook feed.
Oh,
how
yeah.
does that work?
You wonder, huh? It makes you wonder how it says, oh, Springfield pistol. Hey, how'd they know that? You know, oh, look, there's Carl and Ted's excellent hunting adventure. You know, you all should not worry about, you know, oh, gosh, you know, we're from Haven Humane, you know, shooting animals on it. No, you don't have to worry about Ted and I. We might as well be hunting elephants here in this county. The animals have never been safer than when Ted and I go out together. Separately, it's a different idea. But when we go out together, I mean, I don't care what it is. They could come up and poop on my foot, and we'd somehow miss it. So, you think I'm kidding? You know, in fact, the guy that runs the whole service out, he goes, do you two even take guns out there?
Yeah. Only if your wife reminds you to take it.
Yeah. So the last time I walked out, Linda's laying in bed, she's sick, she goes, where's your rifle? Oh. Had to walk all the way through the house. The walk of shame. Go back. Get my rifle. Come back through. And she goes, got your ammo? Yes, I have my ammo.
Walk all the way back.
No, I had my ammo. But if I didn't, I would have borrowed some of his. I was not walking back. Oh, yeah. Okay, honey. All right. I'm here with Haven in Maine talking about going out and killing things. So, not that we ever do. Not that we ever do. Okay, that's the thing. She says, what do you two talk about when you're out there all day and you don't come back with anything? Oh, we talk guy stuff, you know? Bars in the Philippines.
What exactly is guy stuff? I mean, you don't have to tell me. I don't need to know. But, like, you know, women talk about what we're wearing and what's going on. You don't talk about what
you're wearing. There's chick stuff and there's guy stuff.
We talk about camo. We talk about camo and places we've been, you know. Like, hey, do you remember when you were in the Philippines on Longpo? Do you remember this bar? Oh, yeah. You remember Pearls? Oh, yeah. Is that still there? I think it burnt down or something. Anyway. This is what guys talk about. Calibers. Yeah. Calibers of rifles, guns. Good. We talk about that. And then we talk about anything we want because our wives aren't with us. And we talk about...
The filter is off.
Just like girls do. You all get together. You all talk about everything. In fact, you all probably are a lot more explicit than guys are.
We probably are. I think we are because we want that connection. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
you
guys draw pictures and all that. We don't do that. Yeah.
We're uninhibited.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to take a break right now because I'm starting to sweat. REU. This is REU Electric Car Rebate Month. We just had Dan Beans on yesterday. By the way, the new head of REU. Seems like a good guy. Been working there for 13 years. Worked his way up from the bottom. Took 8 years to get his degree.
Wow.
I love that. And he said it took me 8 years because of pumping gas. I'm doing all these things. But once I got that degree, I got the next two quickly. And so now he is the head of REU. And the one thing he really wants to do, he wants to reach out to our community. And one of the ways they're doing it, they have this money from the cap and trade thing that the state's doing to us. But we might as well use it. You can get a $1,000 rebate for an electric car right now. Oh. You buy it here, you can get an electric, you can get a $1,000 rebate for the car and $500 for a level 2 charger. If you've got, say, a fleet of cars and you work around Redding here, that's okay. Buy five of them, you get $5,000. You know, one for each car. And at the end of this month, which is soon, they still have money left. They'll just keep it going on. This is the REU Electric Car Rebate. Check it out at reupower.com or give them a call at 530-339-7200. We'll be right back with Haven Humane.
Average adult is issued 32 troopers that with proper care and just a little discipline should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomforts. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
The Shasta College Agriculture, Natural Resources, Horticulture, and Equipment Operations invites you to their annual fall showcase and fundraiser, Harvest Fest, Saturday, October 7th at the Ross Ranch, adjacent to Shasta College. Starting at 4 p.m., you and your family can tour the Shasta College farm in a draft horse-pulled wagon while hearing about various projects taking place on the farm, as well as learn what some of the students have been learning on the farm during the past year. Festivities begin at 6 p.m. under the Big Tent with
delicious, locally grown food, Shasta College raised chicken and roast pig, beer and wine, live dancing with the Billies, as well as silent and live auctions. All proceeds from this fun family event will directly benefit Shasta College Ag and Natural Resources students. Tickets can be purchased in advance for $35 per person or at the door for $40 per person. Purchase tickets from Shasta College Agriculture and Natural Resources faculty and students or online from Eventbrite.
One of the most important tenets of your life is ensuring that your loved ones are cared for even after you're gone. Having a will is important, but can be bogged down in probate court for years. What are your options? Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in estate planning and probate matters. Does a living trust solve all your legal concerns? Douglas Wright will guide you through the many legal aspects of planning for your future and the future of your loved ones. Douglas Wright Law, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or douglaswrightlaw.com.
Whether you're looking for a workhorse or a play toy, at Team Power of Reading, they have the Kubota RTV to suit your needs. Meet the all-new Kubota RTV X-Series. Three rough and ready RTVs that raise the bar on comfort, convenience, and performance. These Kubota RTVs set the standard for ruggedness and reliability, proving themselves ready to work day after day under all kinds of conditions. Ready for an RTV experience you won't soon forget? Stop by Team Power of Reading on Twin View Boulevard today or call them at 226-9226 for Kubota RTV sales, parts, and service.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live or on streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Looking down the boulevard, there's a shadow in the night.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR1460. Our last segment here, 10 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock, September the 26th. Here, 2017, it's 75 degrees. It's going to go up to 91 today. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793. Discounts for seniors and veterans. And Wellgate Sports Club is bringing us this segment. Wellgate Sports Club on the corner of Eureka and Court Street. You're not going to find a better place to work out. It's got all the different apparatuses and machines, free weights. It's, it's immaculate. It's clean. It smells good. There's nobody out there screaming when they're lifting weights, unless, of course, they've dropped them on themselves, which doesn't happen. They've got an indoor saltwater swimming pool and Bohem Spa. So after I work out, I go in and shower off and go and get my facial.
Ooh.
Bob gets his mani-pedi. Wellgate Sports Club. I'm here with Diane Herner, who is leaning up against the...
Surprise!
Who's starting to have a relationship with a microphone.
I was listening to
back
you
up,
guys.
Back up just a little bit. Come on, back
I've
up.
I had this, felt this need that I needed to get here and put you guys back on track.
We have 8 minutes left to talk about what I was told not to talk about until this segment right now, which is the 10th annual Bark, Wine, and Brew. And that's what we're doing. Saturday, October 7th at Wind River. Are you sold out?
We are very close to being sold out. We're about 30 tickets.
30 tickets.
Out of 360 seats, we are 30 tickets away.
Wow.
So if you want to attend this amazing auction for this amazing...
event.
Amazing event. For amazing reason to save the animals of the North State... you need to go online today and purchase your tickets.
Okay. Now, you have to do your tickets online. You can't just walk into some place. I guess you could come into Haven Humane and get
You could
it.
Come into Haven or give us a call at 241-5262, but the best way to purchase your ticket is online at havenhumane.org.
Can you pick your own table?
Kind of.
What's that mean?
You can pick your seatmate.
You can pick your seatmate
because
there's two of you coming. If there's eight or
ten
of you coming.
Or 10.
Okay, so everybody can sit together then.
I try my best.
Okay. In fact, Diane Herner becomes a... it's quite amazing to see what she turns into that night because it is a
I hope this is going to be a compliment.
No. You get everybody in. You get them seated, and everybody's there. Unlike a few couple years ago when they oversold.
Yeah, that was before me.
That was before
that
Diane.
That was pre-Diane.
Oh, let's go to the phone.
No, you remember.
Let's go to the phone since it's not written down here. We have a comment from from one of our callers. Good morning.
Good morning, Colonel. I've got a comment about my buddy Leanne Smith.
Oh, okay.
I tease her unmercifully, and that isn't going to stop anytime soon. and that will go on forever. But I want to give her a shout out publicly to attest to the legitimacy of her as a professional.
Wow.
And in case she's sitting there hiding under the desk, afraid I'm going to say something smart alecky, I'm not. Many, many years ago, she knocked on my door when I lived in South Reading, and she had had a complaint from a neighbor about my dog barking. Well, my dog was barking because of the chickens being raised next to the fence by my neighbor. And she investigated, but doing her job properly, she issued me a citation. Now, this wasn't the first time Leanne and I met. We'd known each other quite some time through softball. But she issued me a citation, and doggone it, I had to show up in court and defend it, best as I could. Of course, the dog was guilty. He yapped. But she also showed up in court and defended me as well over the fact that the neighbor, against city rules, had chickens, and there was evidence of it right next to the fence. So it really wasn't my fault. And the commissioner let me go with a warning that I don't want to see you in here in a dog barking thing again. But the point of this whole conversation is Leanne was honest and upright and didn't do me any favors because she knew me, and I appreciate that.
Aww.
You know, that's all you want is be treated straight, right?
Yeah.
That's all you want. That's all you want from code enforcement, law enforcement. You just want to be treated straight. You don't want to have people's, I feel this way or I feel this way. You know, this is the way I think. No, I don't want to hear that BS. I want people to go by the rules. Rules are rules.
Well, they are. I try to live by them. Well, I don't always, but
no, but
that's
another story for
another day.
Yeah. I stand for the national anthem. That's just the way I am. Okay.
Yeah. Well.
Thanks, Coach.
Okay.
Thank you, Bob.
Thank you, guys.
Bye. My favorite Leanne Smith story is when one of the people that had a show on our station here was up there past Shingletown, out there by the lake, wherever that lake is out there.
Macomber.
Mozambique, one of those. And the fires were coming. They had to leave, but their cat was still there. You went up there,
mm-hmm.
and you went into the house, and you got the cat.
Yeah.
I mean, there's fires out there. You went and got the cat and brought it back.
Yeah.
And he was just, the family was just ecstatic. You know, they already, and they knew it was our cat. You know, well, there you go.
Yeah.
So that's, I mean,
I
you
try.
Do, well, you do a great job,
thank
man.
Thank you.
You really
thank
do.
Thank you very much.
Okay, and one of the things is we ought to just thank you when we're having the dog or the Bark, Wine, and Brew, which is going to be October 7th at Wind River. Mm-hmm. There's only 30 tickets left. Now, what's going to happen there that night?
Lots.
Okay.
We have so many exciting things going on. Okay, first of all, we have some one-of-a-kind live auction items. Something that we have not had in Reading. It is brand new to Reading, and we have it first, and you can have it if you come to Bark, Wine, and Brew and bid on it in our live auction. Woody's Brewery. Brew day for you and one more person. So you two come on down to Woody's and have professional assistance with brewing your own beer with the head brewer, Pat. It's never been offered before. It's a great opportunity. It also comes with a $50 credit, so you can have lunch on your beer break. And then afterward, you will have one case of your personally brewed beer provided. So it's a very special and very unique opportunity for two people here in Reading to do something that Woody's has never done before, and we have it. So you have to come down to Bark, Wine, and Brew and get it.
Wow, that'd be cool.
That's very
cool.
And you
could give out beer, you know, bottles of beer for Christmas.
Absolutely.
With your own label,
your
right?
Own brew. With your own. I don't know about the labeling process. That
I'm sure there will be.
Yeah.
Because you can do wine and put your own label on it.
Yeah, yeah. So we've got tremendous live auction items this year. We've got dozens of fabulous silent auction items. We have a raffle. We are raffling off three nights on an executive houseboat on Shasta Lake. We are also having a rose raffle, similar to the balloon raffles we've had in the past. So you buy your sweet wife a rose, and the rose has attached to it a little ticket number, and you go to the redemption table, and you get a little prize. And in
does everybody win a prize?
Everybody who buys a rose
gets a prize.
Gets a prize.
So how much are the roses? We don't know yet.
Well, they cost $20, but the values could be anywhere from $25 up to $80 or $100.
Okay,
so
what you're going to get then is a $20. If you spend $20, you'll get a $20.
At least.
Unlike other places where I've spent $50 for a balloon and got a... I got a $5 off it Black Bear Diner.
No, you won't. You won't get that.
We don't do those.
No, I love Black Bear Diner. Oh, we love it. Oh no, we love. It's not Black Bear Diner. It was a $5.
We have to throw in a couple more things before we
quickly,
go off the air.
Quickly.
Kitten cuddle. Have you ever, Carl? Have you ever wanted to cuddle a kitten?
No.
Well, you need to come down to Bark, Wine, and Brew and cuddle a kitten. It'll change your life. I promise. We have
these real
kittens. These are real live kittens from our shelter.
Oh, okay.
And you may come down and cuddle a kitten.
Oh, I can't wait.
And while you're at it.
Put it inside my shirt, let it run around.
While you're at it, you can learn about the kitten nursery that we've been promoting. We are getting ready to do
the kitten nursery. You're getting ready to start the construction. We've talked about that before, and my friends, what this is it's another building, and it's going to be for the kitties in the kitten nursery to help. Specifically for them, and that's great.
That's part of our strategy to going no-kill by 2021.
And this is a big thing, too, is when you support this, this goes for the no-kill shelter, and we're quickly approaching that. We're almost at with dogs already. Mm-hmm. So now we have to push out for the kittens.
We are there with
the
dogs.
Kittens. With dogs already, but now kittens.
Right.
I'm sorry we ran out of time because we were talking about your husband. You insisted in talking about Richie.
Yeah. Sunday, Monday.
But you're also going to be there.
We're going to try.
So if anyone wants to meet Carl Bott and Linda Bott.
And watch them cuddle a kitty.
Please come and cuddle a kitten.
Cuddle a kitty.
Oh, that'll have to go live on Facebook.
It will.
Facebook is for good.
Carl and kitty.
Oh.
You could wave an American flag while you're doing
it. I'm going to stand up. Are we going to have the national anthem? Are we going to Pledge of Allegiance or anything? Tomorrow we have Shannon Phillips from the McConnell Foundation is going to be here. Shannon Phillips from the McConnell Foundation is going to be here. We're going to talk McConnell Foundation, talk about the things they do, some of the things they support around here, and what's going on with McConnell Foundation. I hope everybody has a great day today. I just had a great day. Thank you very much, Haven Humane, and all four of you ladies for being in here with me today.
Thank you so much.
Carl.
Community Talk Radio for the North State is AM 1460 KCNR Shasta Reading. The news brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, newly remodeled 2143 Hilltop Drive.
I'm Rich Thomason. President Trump says Puerto Rico is still reeling from the devastating blows inflicted by Hurricane Maria.
That island was hit as hard as you could hit.
The president plans to get an up-close look at the damage.
I'm going to be going there on Tuesday, and I may also stop at the Virgin Islands.
Which also took a terrible pounding from the storm. House Speaker Paul Ryan says Puerto Rico is in the midst of a humanitarian crisis. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says Congress is committed to helping the island.
We want the people of Puerto Rico and the islands to know that we're thinking of them, and more importantly,